This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I think one of the ways to get really happy is to start to chip away at not judging people, because I think it's a complete and utter indicator to the fact that you're judging yourself, which is the quickest way to not be happy. You're practicing judging. You're a f***ing judge. You're f***ing Judge Judy. Stop. Stop judging yourself, which then allows you to stop judging others. There's a different question, which is like, what's the value of your judgment? All right, great. You're f***ing judging. And it's like yelling at the television from home. Pass the ball. It's not gonna f***ing make him pass the ball.
I have yelled that before.
Oh, I f***ing yell that every hour. That's all I do.
Gary, we talked a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, I remember.
About that little software company that I have.
With family members.
I was kind of thinking about what you said. You know, I with this transition that I didn't expect to happen, you know, so the last 3 years I've been, you know, 25% CFO and 75% project manager for our one client.
Yep.
Wasn't planning on owning the business, but
yep.
suddenly this
yep.
happened, and now
yep.
I'm here. And so with what's happened, it's pretty clear that 2023 is going to be basically a break even.
Like that's right.
The cash flow is going to be shit.
Unless you decide to make $200,000 in profit by firing the two people.
Yes.
I remember.
I don't want to do.
Right, like
so,
we talked about.
But also that means I don't have the cash flow to hire a new CEO or something like that.
That's right.
So I've got CFO, project manager, and now
and you own 100%. You own 100% of the equity.
So now do you I'm have feeling a, responsible are,
I got it.
For the employees.
Do you have a salary?
Yes.
And this is all you do, or you had something, you have the bar, you have the other stuff, the ink, right?
Yeah, that's but, very small.
So this is your salary?
Yes, this is my salary.
How much money do you think you can take off, without asking you what your salary is, how much off of your salary do you believe you could take if I give you something to think about? For real. The max number that you'll give me from your salary to help you.
Probably not enough.
That's okay. Don't worry, but don't over worry the number. Give me the, it could be $5. Give me the actual number.
20 to 25 grand, probably. I don't know how to move forward.
I got you. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah,
I got a real idea.
Okay.
If you're willing to give up 25 grand,
yeah.
and you tell the other two family members that are making 100 that they're giving up 25 grand, because you are, or they're going to zero.
Right.
Hey, Sally and Rick.
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to get fired completely. Or you're going from 100 to 75K.
Yeah.
At 75K, you might be able to find a whiz kid CEO if you give her or him 20% of the business and tell them if they grow it, like you could have got me when if I wasn't working for my dad at 24 because I was a bad student.
Yeah.
Like people are like, get your, you know, like, forget about the bullshit of like dad, your dad put you on if they don't know my story. Sometimes I think like, what would I have done? What I would have done is I would have went to San Francisco because I was into tech and like probably made a lot of money, but I don't know what I would have done. And like, I would have been gettable. Hey kid, do you want to make 75K and have 20% of our SaaS business? I'd be like, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And you would have had me at 22. And oh, by the way, I was Kobe.
Yeah.
Meaning like entrepreneurship is talent. Meaning whether I'm that good or not, that's irrelevant. What I'm saying is I'm Monica Seles, like young people can be great at business. It doesn't require, you are that. It doesn't require, you get better, like 47-year-old Gary dunks on 22-year-old Gary businessman, but 22-year-old Gary was legit. And so you might be able to, and where are you again with this company?
Texas.
Which only compounds it, right? Because all of a sudden, it's not like you're in New York or LA or San Francisco where the options are different.
There's
raw talent. It's almost to the point where you should do like a weird Shark Tank-like thing, or which is probably unlikely. What you're better off doing is just like talking to everybody,
yeah.
your customers, well, you only have one, like, you know. But
yeah.
I do believe at 75K, and some sort of like, hey, we'll give you 20% of the company over a 5-year period, right? Where you get 4% at the end of each year. Like with a kid that's 25 that's talented, you could create a cliff where she or he only gets 4% at the end of the year. You could literally fire them at day 300. They get nothing in case they're a disaster.
Yeah.
At the year end of year one, they get 4%. And then you tell them, hey, here's the revenue. I know, you know, you can make 500K a year, here's how. Every time you grow the revenue, 3%, 8%, 2%, you see where I'm going? You're a CFO, so you'll be able to math this out.
Such a good piece of advice, because I did that. I did for 5%, 12 grand a year, I worked, and I ran a company from 1 million to 40 million.
That's right, I forgot about that before you did your own thing.
Yeah.
So I think your answer is 25K from you, 25K from the family members doing nothing.
Yeah.
75K, find the kid, because it's gonna be a kid.
Yeah.
You don't want, like, the truth, you know, I always say you can do anything, but like, you're not gonna want the 40-year-old that's gonna take 75K
right.
has probably already proven to themselves that they, like, you need to get kind of lucky.
You need someone with a track record, basically.
You need someone who's got it. You gotta find someone, who's got it. That's how you get there, or you do what I told you yesterday, which is like, get the 200K people and yourself,
because
they may not be capable, to fucking find customer number 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Has to happen.
But it sounds like I almost need to do both.
You do. I get a lot of money. I got 100K here, which is a lot more money than is 100K in New York, but I don't have any equity in my company, and I'm the guy. Back to like, you know, there's always people that feel that.
Yeah.
And then they see that, and they see own 10% of a company, own 15% of, you know, I'm throwing 20 as an arbitrary number. I think you clip it and you protect yourself completely. There's just a lot of people out there that are in a job that feel like they're ready to run their own company.
Yeah.
And when you're young, you don't want to start from zero. For me, I didn't want to go completely from zero. I want to have some infrastructure, some little revenue, some kind of something. And like, I wanted people older than me who like knew the business. So like that.
And for a lot of us, we think, you know, Kobe had points. Like high school Kobe knew he scored 70 points a game. He's like, I think this is gonna work in the NBA. Like, and his first game, which wasn't that great, but like his, like, you know, like LeBron. LeBron's first NBA game, when he scores over 20 points in his first NBA game, I promise you, when he hit the showers that night, he's like, okay. Right? He's like, I got this.
Yeah.
Like, you know. In business, you do, but you don't. Like, it's just different. Like, of course, when I took my dad's liquor store from 3 to 10 million in the first year, there was a part of me every day of the year being like, I got this. But it's just not as obvious. And so for a lot of these kids that you might get, they don't really know. Or they haven't had a chance to play.
Right.
Like, you know, like, they just don't know. So if he's really giving up 25K of his salary, and they're really, and for him to, you know, he seems like a really good dude. We're getting to know him. I don't think he's easily thinking about firing his family members. Like, I think he was very much in CFO mind. Like, this is the right thing for the P&L. And I think we had a more rounded convo yesterday.
Yeah.
You know this about me, Dust, because you've been around long enough. Like, I'm going to go, like, compassion, kindness. But, like, look, our team's had 3 people let go. And you've, like, I'm sure you've had feelings of, like, how compassionate and kind I've been to them or not. Always the biggest vulnerability of a leader who's being overly compassionate to people underperforming is the detriment it's doing for their good players. This hits you to the core. You know this truth, right? So he's got other employees who know that, he's got employees that know the 2 founders are not doing, like, that's the other poison you don't see. So like, for him to be like, listen, I'm doing this for all of us, he has the calling card to be like, well, then I'm gonna, like, if he sits them both, are they like very close with each other?
They're married.
Right. So like, so what? So what happens in that scenario is, you know, when he's like, hey, if he says it back to like how you deliver it, be like, you have to understand, I'm not sure. Like, he could be like, I don't know if I want to do this. I could do some other things with my time. I'm a young dude, could do other stuff. I got these other businesses. Like, here are the options. I could give it a go for a year, but then get frustrated and shut it down. We have 1 customer, they could fire us. Then you got 0, you 2. Or you can, you know, you've already dealt with the bullshit of the other person, the 4th member, right? Here's what I know we have to do. You think I wanna give up 25K? You're fucking mistaken. I fucking got dragged into this. I gotta do this. This fucking blows for me. But if you don't, then I'm gonna fire one of you. And then you have $100,000 income at home, not 150. So much of what I'm trying to figure out is, why am I good? You know, I talk so much about my mother, as you guys know. Like, I really think if I can reverse engineer why I'm so good, that gives me the capacity to communicate it and things can happen that are good. I'm really latched on to this idea of my inability to really judge is like a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm a human being. Of course, I have wiring to naturally judge, but kind of not really. Like, it's really interesting that almost met in any scenario, my complete and utter default is, I hope they're okay. Why did they do that? In the hardest things that have happened to me, it's where my natural energy goes. I think one of the ways to get really happy is to start to chip away at not judging people. Because I think it's a complete and utter indicator to the fact that you're judging yourself, which is the quickest way to not be happy. You're practicing judging. You're a fucking judge. You're fucking Judge Judy. Stop. Like, you know, stop judging yourself, which then allows you to stop judging others. There's a different question, which is like, okay, so what's the value of your judgment?
Right.
Right? Forget about that. Forget about their potential. My question's insular. Like, all right, great. You're fucking judging that. Like, and?
Yeah.
It's like yelling at the television from home. Pass the ball. It's not gonna fucking make them pass the ball.
No, it's not.
You know, like.
I have yelled that before.
Oh, I fucking yell that every hour. That's all I do. And yesterday is really, really, really not valuable for today and even less valuable for tomorrow. And a CEO's job is to dominate today and be prepared for tomorrow and understand yesterday, but not overvalue it.
And it's just making those hires that turn out to be like not that person.
Happens all, I mean, the amount of bozos that I've hired is staggering, considering that I think I have incredible emotional intelligence, which was what led me to the framework of hire fast, fire faster, promote fastest. I'm like, fuck, if I'm fucking missing all the time, and like I really got that EQ,
yeah.
Well then what are these normal people dealing with? Yeah. That we're all guessing.
That actually leads to one of my questions, which is I feel like I really could be so much bigger than where I am, but I'm so careful and I play it so safe that instead of hiring 5 people right now that I know I should, I'm like gonna bet for 6 months to hire 1. And I'm probably batting a little bit.
You're over analytical.
Right. And
on something that's gray.
Yeah.
When you come from a math thing, yeah. The people thing's gray.
Yeah.
So what I'm telling you is the data's better after. The data before is bad.
And it's also the fear of, I'm so afraid of firing people that I making like wrong hires, it like kills me inside because I just think about like I was also.
Can I tell you what I did until I started to randomly off of extreme events get better the last 3 or 4 years? I hired people like James Orsini, my dad, even my brother, who's dramatically better at firing and being candorous. I surrounded myself with people to be the bad guys. I would tell you tomorrow, my cousin Bobby, he was very valuable to me because he was willing to be the bad guy when I needed it and I didn't have the courage to fire people.
Right.
And I'm embarrassed by that. But it's a truth.
Same.
So you may want to, do you have a head of HR?
I do not.
That, right away. I could feel like I knew I was gonna smile. I'm so happy right now. You, tomorrow,
yeah.
Need to hire a head of HR.
What?
Your business will double. You're hiring someone just to be your bad cop. You don't have the capacity yet, just like I didn't for the first 20 years of my career, to be good at firing. So you're gonna hire Sally or Johnny to do it. You're literally gonna go to Rick and be like, Rick, Johnny's gotta go. And you're gonna like leave and he's gonna do. Now, what you need to be careful of is you need to make sure that Rick, the head of HR, has bedside manners.
Correct.
And when doing it, just so it doesn't completely kill your.
Right, they can do it with the.
They can do it with.
And they can.
But they'll do it
because. Right.
Correct, because guys like you and I sit on it for 9 months, 2 years,
oh, yeah.
And it becomes a problem.
Exactly, and so, I've done that, and it's like I go.
I've done
years
it too.
And I go like, how much money have I paid for just for them to sit there?
Correct.
And give me no value.
That's
anything,
right.
It costs me money.
And the problem is, your good people know it, and that's really actually the problem. What I've learned is you're not doing that person any favor. You think you are, because
right.
Like, they suck. They're better off with me, and like, the truth is they're not. Let them go find their right place.
Mm-hmm.
You're too alpha, you're too good. Like, not everyone's meant to be, back to sports analogy, not everyone's ready for the big leagues, but they could have a lot of fun playing junior college basketball. Let them go do that. Because right now, they know it too. They know you're not happy.
Yeah.
No, I confuse nobody that I was disappointed with. Right? There's vibes, there's passive aggressive comments, even if there's honey being wrapped around it. It's not working.
Right.
One thing that I wanted to ask was, like, you know, which Jay was saying about the pricing, right?
Yes.
Like, I don't want to undersell myself, you know, I don't want to, and, you know, I want to, you know, I've been doing everything, you know, I don't want to price it because I don't want, no, I wanted to get the market.
Yeah.
So, how do you fucking, like, tell, like, because there's no market with
yeah,
Web3, right?
Yeah, I would tell you this, in hindsight, when I priced VeeFriends, I priced it right. What then I created dynamics that undermined the pricing by, you know, like hyperbole, being excited, being competitive, all the human traits. If I do it again, which is the luck that you have, you price it right that you feel good about, and then you go to sleep. You don't add any variables that change it. Like the amount of people in life that have paid way more than all of you have paid for this exact thing, that like email me 6 times a year saying thank you so much. We, because we have an NFT, have like a different expectation of like, well, what are you gonna do? What else are you gonna do for us? This is now expired. What's the value of it? Like, it's just, so like what I would do is I would price it. You have to feel good about it. If it's $1 or $1 billion, you gotta price it. But then what you need to do is learn from the mistakes that I've made and others, which is like, do not create other variables. You know, my mistakes feel kind of okay long-term, just not short-term. Like, I can't change the fact that I believe VeeFriends is gonna be the best. I really believe it. It's what makes me me, and like I also know what I'm gonna do. But there's no reason to create that vulnerability, so don't do that. Because it's a lot of anxiety. I thought I had it figured out. The conference was worth this, but I made mistakes. Like, you issue a ticket, instead of it being the thing, the ticket is like hard to buy. I have like 4,000 people trying to go to VeeCon that don't want to buy it as an NFT ticket. We'd have 40,000 people there at a $1,000 paper ticket on Tickermaster. But it's a $200 NFT, which undermines the price. Like you make mistakes, the market does its what it does. Like, there's, you know, so much interesting. Let me promise you something right now. VeeCon is worth a lot more than the ticket price. It's fucking insane. Like, so like, you know, there's a lot of learnings. You can't go and be a time machine ogre. You have the benefit. Like, I wish I was launching VeeFriends today and had 3 years, 2 years of context.
What does go hard look like? Is it
not making any profit? Mm-hmm. And yeah. Making as little salary as possible.
Yeah.
And working 17 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And closing your eyes and holding your breath.
Mm-hmm.
Going hard, by my definition, is if you're doing $4 million and it's $100 million opportunity and you're interested in that,
right,
and you won't burn out by what I'm about to say, then you do it.
Yeah.
Some people will burn out, back to people who are not real entrepreneurs. They forced it. It was cool. But if you're a real entrepreneur, going hard is like, hey, do you like golf? Yeah, I like golf. Would you like to play golf 18 hours a day? Like, yeah, golf's my favorite. Would you like to play 18 hours a day of golf? Yes. Like, that's why people envy athletes. So many people love playing sports.
Yeah.
I wish I was a professional athlete. What? I just got lucky there was something else that equally was my love. It's called entrepreneurship. Like, I don't want to go see a movie. I don't want to go sailing. I don't want to take, like, it's less fun for me to go on a vacation than it is to work. I need it. It's not less fun to spend time with family. That's the best. So that's why I'm doing it. But if it wasn't the family part, and if it wasn't me being conscious of, like, maybe you should rest your body for a little bit, mine work every minute. It's my favorite. So going hard in 4 to 100 means what I just said to you. Not only how many hours though, being efficient. You got $100 million opportunity? Well then, maybe you shouldn't make 230 a year, maybe you should make 115, because that extra 115 that you can deploy against employees gets you to 100 million. So one of the things I did very well my whole career is I underpaid to this day. Right now, I am uncomfortably underpaid by salary standards. Because I'm investing in my business. So too many people take money out of the business for themselves. It doesn't allow the business to go crazy. Finally, it's just like that. How little can you live on? Give it all to the business. You're the most important person. What does your 12 hours look like?
Yeah.
That's it. That's going hard.
Higher.
It's only people.
Yeah.
The only thing is people, but fire. No, really, hire. Like, the big one is the third one, which I've started implementing the last 5 years. Like, when I say hire fast, fire faster, promote fastest. Promote comes in a lot of different ways. Sometimes I promote people mentally. I'm not ready to, per se, give them a raise. Julian, I'll just use it. we haven't talked about this. I'm using this moment to do it, but he can tell that I'm happy with him. And that's just like a human interaction thing. You know, it might be just a little like, good job, or like you could tell. That might even be promoting. Promoting's not just like, Jeremy, you got a raise, and now you're, like, sometimes it's like, hey, or I send him an email in response to something. That's a, hey, okay, Gary values this. You can promote emotionally before you even promote financially. Oh, I like that. I like that one, you know. No, really, no, I'm like, this is not something I've articulated. It's been my subconscious. Like, your job is to like, you hire someone. They're 6 weeks in. Within that first month or two, let them know. A lot of, I learned this from my father in reverse. My father was scared to talk to his employees because he didn't want them to ask for a raise. It was his biggest fear. He avoided them like the Black Plague. Yeah, it was just like from the old country, a different thing. He like, I was very affected by it. He just didn't want to talk to them because he just felt like the only thing that was gonna happen was them saying, can you give me another dollar an hour? And he didn't want to do that. And so you can do that. Right now, how many employees do you have?
35.
And back to your three, the biggest thing both of you can do after this to make this wildly valuable compared to the investment you made, how many of the 35 do you think are just like critical? Truly, like fuck.
Eight.
You need to talk to all eight of them. Give them all an hour, 30 minutes. Got it?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's not where you go 15 minute meeting.
No, that's where you go 30, 45, an hour. Like, that's where you go deep. That's where you go deep. You do the 15 minutes of like the bullshit meeting, like show me this slide. I'm like I always feel bad when there are new people involved in meetings with me, because I know that they prep for like a week on the debt. Poor JT, who runs media for me for the last 3 years, his first meeting from such a different culture, his first meeting, he had an 88 page deck and probably spent 100 hours on it. And in slide one, I'm like, I'm not interested, let's talk. And he was like, what the fuck? You know? So yeah, that's where you go deep.